From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan officials say that reclusive Taliban leader Mullah Omar is dead. A spokesman for Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security, Abdul Hasib Siddiqui, said the Taliban leader was sick in a hospital in Karachi and died there in 2013. He did not explain what was suspicious about the death, nor did he say how long his agency knew that Omar was dead. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office also said that Omar died in 2013. However, the Taliban said that Omar is still alive. Here in Washington, the White House said reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence agencies are looking into the circumstances of his death. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq on Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas, according to Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's office. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched airstrikes last week against Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Here in Washington, White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said the Obama administration hopes that the situation can be resolved peacefully as soon as possible.
We believe that overall, we call for a de-escalation and we call for the return to the peaceful solution process.
The U.S. considers the PKK a terrorist group. However, it is supporting and equipping other Kurdish fighters in the struggle against the Islamic State. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers pressed top administration officials Wednesday for details on the international inspection regime that will enforce a landmark nuclear pact with Iran. In a testy exchange consistent with Capitol Hill's generally frosty reception of the deal, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain vented his frustration over Congress's inability to review the agreements between Tehran and the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Our allies and partners in the Middle East have increasingly come to believe that America is withdrawing from the region and doing so at a time when Iran is aggressively seeking to advance its hegemonic ambitions.
Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and other senior administration officials testified before the panel. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey sought to reassure the senators that everything possible will be done to make sure that Tehran complies with the agreement.
Our robust force posture ensures we can rapidly surge an overwhelming array of forces into the region, leveraging our most advanced capabilities, married with sophisticated munitions that put no target out of reach.
That was Secretary of Defense Ash Carter. The Republican-led Congress has less than 2 months to review the nuclear accord. The vote could come in September, but the House and Senate are expected to reject the deal. President Obama has promised to veto any legislation that overturns the accord. Russia has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have set up an international criminal court to prosecute those responsible for shooting down a Malaysia Airlines plane more than a year ago. New Zealand's foreign minister and Security Council president, Murray McCulley, announced the ballot.
The result of the voting is as follows. 11 votes in favour, 1 vote against, 3 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted, owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
Malaysia, the Netherlands, Australia, Ukraine, and Belgium had expressed their support for the tribunal. Ukraine and the West suspect the plane was shot down by Russian soldiers or Russian-backed separatists. Moscow has repeatedly denied that. Meanwhile, investigators are looking into whether a piece of airplane debris found on a French Indian Ocean island is part of another Malaysia Airlines jet that disappeared without a trace in March of 2014. Aviation experts caution it's too soon to say if the debris belongs to MH370. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.